the fog. And you might refer to that day as a very foggy day. And if you didn't have any rain for about 6 weeks, you might say we had quite a
dry spell.
Or if you didn't have any rain for about 6 months, that would be a...
Well, it would be a drought.
You might say there wasn't much wind this morning, but now the wind is...
quite strong.
Getting stronger?
Getting stronger, yeah.
Did you ever say the wind's raising or rising?
No.
Freezing up or anything
no.
like that? There are all sorts of possible things, but you know from the other... Now, if you didn't have any wind this afternoon, but had quite a bit this morning, you might say it looks like the wind is...
dying down.
And you look out on the lawn in late October and you see white stuff on the grass. It's not snow, but...
frost?
Do you ever call that a freeze?
Not the white stuff, no.
You might say it was so cold last night that the lake...
froze over.
And the room we're in right now, you'd call the...
front room. Or living room, if we usually need the one interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a word you used to have, maybe when you were a child, for it? It was a little different now?
My old folks called it, or my parents called it, parlor.
Did they have a sitting room, too?
Yes.
That was
did.
Different than the parlor.
That's because I think nowadays your sitting room and parlor are more or less of a combination living room.
You're escaping from the living room and going to the recreation room. If you had a fireplace, you'd probably have a place for the smoke to go up. It would be the
chimney, not food.
And could you name the rooms in the house for me? Just list what they are in that room and the other room. Yeah. Any upstairs?
Well, it would be a kitchen, bedrooms, dining room, living room, bathroom. All we had here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you had a fireplace, there'd be a tile spot out on the floor in front of it. Tile on the floor in front of the
hearth.
And inside the chimney is black stuff they call
soot.
And sometimes you have to shovel out the
extra.
I'm sitting in a
straight chair.
And another word for things like chairs and tables and pianos and so forth, general term for the whole business.
Furniture.
You wouldn't call it house fixings or something like
no,
that?
No, Mom.
This is a, what, this piece?
Devonport.
They used to call it something else? One like it?
Well, when I were child, my parents called it a lounge or a sofa.
Are they the same thing?
Yes, sir.
They never called it a couch. Or you wouldn't call it a couch.
No.
Did they ever call the bedroom anything else?
No.
Is it a chamber?
No.
And the place where you'd hang up your suit coats and your shirts and your trousers, you'd hang them up in the
closet.
You ever you just usually call it closet, not clothes closet, just closet. Now, if you had, well, that's on the questionnaire. If you had one that you can move around, that's a...
well, you call it a wardrobe.
Wardrobe. Now, the kitchen, did you ever have a separate kitchen built in the back of the house sometimes?
We did on this house at one time. We called it a summer kitchen.
You ever call the kitchen the cookhouse or anything?
No.
Like that? Kitchen house, porch.
No.
Now sometimes in the kitchen they had a place, they used to have a place where they kept their provisions, or maybe the utensils.
Well, when I was a child, we had what they call a pantry at home, but we don't have it today,
no.
And I haven't used the word myself for a long time.
Mm-hmm. They never called it the butchery then?
No, sir.